The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Welcome to Reckless Rollers. I'm Scott, the GM for this podcast and campaign. And with me is one of my players and our current guest gym leader. And y'all can introduce yourselves however you choose.
I guess I'll go. Okay. We both waited and then we both started at the exact same time because we thought the other person was waiting.
The perfect type of energy I want to bring into this.
As we go, as usual.
I'm Steph. I play Catchery, the most ultimate Pokemon battler in this campaign.
And I'm Eli, the current gym leader, who is going to try to end Catchery's gym leader winning streak.
My everything winning streak.
Yeah, you really lost anything. I think the closest that you've gotten to losing was like that one contest we did, but it was basically a three-way tie.
The contest was so funny. That was so long ago.
It was.
When was that?
Like last year.
Well, I mean, like what spot was it at?
That was the Ecruteague City gym. They went from...
Right.
It was like our third gym badge.
So I'm not really going to go through a recap of what happened last time because...
I wasn't there.
Yeah. So instead, we're going to do like a little pseudo recap of what Catchery went through, which is technically an in-session thing because it wasn't revealed in the previous session. So
yeah, OMG.
So listeners, if you want to know what happened in the last session, probably should have listened to it. Yeah.
I don't think it's important to listen to any episodes that I'm not a part of.
Well, I mean, they did get a truck. That's pretty important.
Not important unless I'm there. It'll become important once I'm reunited.
Yeah, they got a truck and they robbed a gas station.
Oh my god!
Well, to be fair, it was Issa who robbed the gas station. Right?
Yeah. Catchery, as you were leaving Violet City, a wonderful smell caught your nose. That felt weird to say, but it happened.
Sniff, sniff, sniff. What is this miraculous, wonderful smell?
It's a bakery.
Oh my god. I love bakeries. I need to go to this bakery now.
So you told the others that you would just catch up with them in Cherry Grove City. And you go to the bakery. It's heavily graffitied on the outside because this was just recently a criminal base, the entire town. But there's a very, like, elderly-looking man and a similarly elderly-looking woman behind the counter. Next to them is a little purple monkey with a hand on its tail and an eye palm. And it's holding in its little tail hand a skillet, and it's, like, flipping stuff in it. Not necessarily any baked goods, it's just flipping things. In front of them is just an assortment of freshly baked goods. And they, after chatting with them for a little bit, they hand you a bag of freshly baked cookies. It's a basic paper bag. They found out that you're one of the people that freed this town, and they're like, here, it's on the house.
Oh my god, really? Thank you. I mean, like, I'm more than willing to pay for these.
The elderly man says, well, in that case, that's about 300 poke.
Alright, cool, you got it.
Alright, you exchange money for goods. And, as you turn around, you notice that there's a guy running out of the equally heavily graffitied Pokemon Center, holding a package. Interesting. It's a very familiar looking guy, but not one you've really caught the name for. He's basically thrown a box at Paxson every time y'all walked into any of the Pokemarts.
Oh, he's like delivery man.
Yeah, it's the delivery man. And he's running out with a package.
Good for him. What a hard worker.
He does not look like he's running out of, like, he needs to get to the next stop. He's running out of, he just saw the person that he's trying to deliver the package to leave town.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. I hope he catches him.
Now, now that you've acquired your freshly baked goods, where do you go?
What do I, like, know about Cherry Grove now, right? Or am I still in Violet City?
You're still in Violet City. It's a 3-day trip to Cherry Grove.
Oh, damn. It's a 3-day trip.
Yeah. It's a 3-day trip down Route 32. It's one of those two.
Yeah, sure. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but it's a 3-day trip. It's mostly paved road, although there is some tall grass on the sides of the road.
Oh, tall grass, you say?
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, it's been so long since I've had a chance to catch some new Pokemon, so I kind of want to head to the grass.
Alright, we'll do a very, very heavily improvised encounter check. So, you step into the tall grass and roll perception.
Hey, hold on, I didn't have my dice app open. Dice app, there you are. My perception is 3d6. 14. Yes.
14. Now roll a d100.
62.
Let me open my notes app. Quick, because I have a couple of route encounters. You said 62. Now, roll a d20.
Seven.
Okay, nothing too, like, grand. You see a small brown bird. Looks a little tussled up. And it's pecking at the ground kind of innocuously, not really paying attention to its surroundings. Not even you, but you definitely know that this is a basic ass Pidgey.
Okay.
Do you want to check to see if there's anything else nearby?
Yes.
Or roll another D100.
Alright, 30.
Alright, roll another D20.
10.
10.
Very round numbers for this one.
You see a small purple rat.
Yo! I have a Rattata already. Do I have a Rattata, or do I just have something like a Rattata? It's a Raticate Rattata. Named Rattata.
Yeah.
A primate named Rattata.
Yeah.
Right. I couldn't remember if I had a Rattata named Rattata.
Yeah, and I think you have an Alolan Rattata too.
Do I? But
maybe. I'm not 100% sure. Now,
no, I have a Galarian Zigzagoon, I think.
Oh, right. Now, do you want to continue looking, or...
Yes! I love looking for Pokemon!
Alright, so this is your last,
Yeah, alright.
Chance for this patch. You'll have to wait another, until day two.
Yeah, okay.
So, roll another D100.
I got a 2.
Alright. Roll a D6.
D6? I got a 3.
You don't really see anything at first.
Damn.
But after, looking out of the corner of your eye, you see there's this little kind of zigzag-looking design just floating in the middle of the air.
Oh! Alright, I want to try, sneaking towards this zigzag design.
Alright.
Very cautiously. Oh god, wait, my stealth is low. Okay, well, I've made this decision. I got a 7.
You take a couple steps, and you hear a loud, squeak in pain as you step on that little Rattata's tail.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry!
And as it squeaks, that little zigzag moves up, and then from that zigzag you can see colors spreading from it, all green, into this green little chameleon-looking creature, a Kecleon.
Oh, cool.
And it looks startled, as it wasn't really noticing your presence. It looks like it's about to run.
Anything? I am going to... We'll say it's a fast pitch, just because I want to toss a Pokeball immediately, because it's priority. So it's before it gets a chance to do anything. What kind of Pokeballs do I have? Let me check my inventory. Because I'll use the best one I have. God, I haven't caught a Pokemon in so long. Would you say it is morning or dusk? What time is it?
It's currently, closer to morning, but it's about noon.
Okay, so it's not morning enough for my morning balls to work. Okay. Hold on, I'm looking up how some things work.
You don't have, a quick ball or anything like that?
I actually do not, unfortunately. Okay, well, I'm just gonna throw one of my Pokeballs that has a green K on the top. Allegedly, I put in brackets, the K is for Catchery.
Alright.
We'll just see if my random-ass Pokeball will catch it. It's a D100, right?
Yeah, D100 to catch.
I rolled a 15. Oh, I was so close.
So close, but the ball shakes once, twice, a third time, and it breaks open, and nothing comes out, or presumably nothing comes out, but you do see the little zigzag line very quickly running away.
Well, I gave it a shot.
Do you pick up the broken... Well, it's not necessarily broken, but the used Pokeball, so Paxson can attempt to fix it later.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to litter.
Alright. As you pick up this Pokeball, you feel something jump on your back.
What the fuck? Excuse me?
and just as quickly as you feel it leave, and you notice behind you is a small green monkey with a little stick at the top of its head.
What are you doing?
Holding your brown paper bag of
Pokeballs. Oh, hell nah!
And he is running very quickly.
I am going to send out and immediately hop on Indigo and give chase.
Alright, you make it about 20 feet and you catch up.
W. So, give me back my stuff.
Roll intimidate.
Intimidation? Oh, my pathetic intimidation stat. I rolled a 5.
You can use indigos.
Ooh, I can use indigos. W. Okay, hold on. I gotta scroll through a lot of sheets. There we go. So, indigo technically does not have an intimidate stat because Pokemon don't have them by default. What would you say?
Does it have, like, a charm or anything type stat? No, it doesn't look like it. Let's see.
Well, how intimidating would you personally find an Arcanine in real life, do you think?
I mean, it has the ability Intimidate, so...
Well, I was gonna try to finesse my way into, like, an extra D6 or, like, a +2 or something like that.
Oh, I was gonna say, having that ability, I'll let you use another D6.
W, so what are we thinking? Like, Expert for 5D6?
Like, an additional D6.
Oh, to my thing. Oh, yeah. Okay. Not, like, an actual
stat. No.
Cringe! I want to know how intimidating my Arcanine is. Alright, well, my Intimidate is a 9 now.
Alright. To this rookie, the girl riding on top of a large purple dog is quite intimidating.
Do want to point out, technically, I rolled higher than the Arcanine did because the Arcanine just got the extra D6 and Catchery got a 5.
Yeah. And as you hop off of it, after climbing onto it, moving about 20 feet to intercept it, and then jumping off, it just very, very politely places the paper bag on the ground and takes like 5 steps back.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Shaking heavily.
I was hoping for it just sort of eating all the cookies real fast.
Stealing is wrong, Grookey, or monkey that I don't know the name. Can I take out my Pokedex and scan this thing?
Yeah, it's a Grookey.
Yeah, okay. Alright, Grookey, stealing is wrong, but I will give you a cookie if you want one.
Its eyes look like they're welling up with, like, tears, and you can't tell if it's from fear or joy.
Well, I'll pick up my bag and I'll, like, place a cookie on the ground and put my bag back in my backpack.
Alright. As you place the cookie on the ground, you can hear Indigo very quickly running off in the distance.
What?
As it chases a stick that the Grookey threw. The Grookey grabs the cookie and rushes off.
Alright. Well, that was an experience. I can't believe that Pokemon just tried to fucking rob me.
It smelled the cookies, it was hungry.
And Indigo, you got tricked by it throwing a stick? I didn't tell you to go chase that.
Indigo comes back without the stick.
You could have brought the stick if you wanted.
It was small enough so that even if it grabbed the stick, it would have accidentally swallowed it anyway. And it probably would.
Indigo, did you eat the stick? I know you know how to shake your head yes and no. Did you eat the stick?
He's keeping his mouth closed.
Indigo, please drop the stick if it's in your mouth before you swallow it. I do not want you to choke.
He opens his mouth and the stick smoking and a little bit of like fire at one end falls out.
Alright, good dog, good drop.
And he just kind of like lays down on his haunches.
I'll give him some scritches and then get ready to get going again. continuing my solo journey.
After a little bit more time moving forward, you see that there's... Are you riding on Indigo, or...?
Yeah, I'm riding on Indigo at the moment.
Alright. I don't think you're rushing too much, though, so you're just...
No, we're just... We're taking it easy.
Kind of casually walking. You've got some time. You'll surely catch up to the others. I doubt they're smart enough to ride on any of their Pokemon.
Yeah, I don't think anybody else has done it other than me.
And, a couple of trainers stop you wanting to pet your dog, basically.
Rad.
One of them wants to take a selfie, with this purple Arcanine. And, they kind of, like, pester you a little bit.
Okay.
But other than that, it doesn't seem like they want to battle. Like, they look like maybe a youngster and a bug catcher. The bug catcher definitely knows that your Arcanine is a fire type and will absolutely...
They can tell I am way too strong.
Yeah, will definitely completely immolate the 3 Weedle that he currently has. Because this is an early game route, technically. The youngster, like, is holding a Pokeball at first, and then just after thinking about it, puts it away.
Do I notice this kid? Can I bug him a little bit about it?
Yeah. hey lady.
What's up?
I like your Arcanine.
Thanks. I saw you were pulling a Pokeball earlier. What was that about?
Well, I was gonna challenge you to a battle, but I only have one Pokemon, and it's definitely not gonna be anything that... Well, if you have that, you'll probably automatically win.
I mean, I have like some not so big Pokemon.
Oh, do you want to battle?
Sure, I'll battle you, kid.
Okay.
Listen. It's all battling is always a good experience, even if it doesn't always go your way. Not that I would know, but I assume.
So, he pulls that Pokeball back out and opens it, and out comes a little like purple cat. It's a little purloin.
All right. Well, I'm actually not going to send out any of the 6 Pokemon I have on my team. I'm going to be sending out Conspiracy Theory, the Weavinbell, who I always have with me.
All right. So you send out Conspiracy Theorist, the Weavinbell, who literally just shouts at it until it just runs back into Pokeball.
Well, that was much of a battle, huh?
Yeah, your Weavinbell is kind of,
or he's a little loud. Insane.
Kind of loud.
My bad.
And you're just hearing, bell, 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 bell.
All right, Conspiracy Theorist, that's enough. Get back in the fucking ball.
You can tell that it's talking about the fake moon theory.
Yeah.
And the little youngsters just like, you know, you got a lot of cool Pokemon, I'm sure. What other ones do you have with you?
Well, yeah, sure, here, I'll just like send out my whole team. So like, you know, we got the squad out, we got Gay Marriage, my Meganium. I do not send Conspiracy Theorists back out, to be clear.
Okay. So you send out your Meganium, Scarecrow,
Zangoose, George, my Decidueye, my Gengar.
This little kid's eyes just light up and he's just in amazement. He's like, wow, those are so cool. Where did you
find
him?
Yeah, you know, my Decidueye here can Mega Evolve even.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Though I don't think we've done it yet. Did I Mega Evolve in my last gym battle? I actually can't remember.
No, you didn't.
Okay, yeah. I haven't done it yet, but I can.
That's so cool. Where did you find all of these?
Oh god, all over the region. I've been traveling for so long now.
Can you help me find a cool Pokemon?
Fuck yeah. I didn't say that word. You didn't hear me say any bad words. That's the one condition that'll help you catch a Pokemon. Pokemon.
I didn't hear anything.
Hell yeah, kid. Alright. Everybody, all right. Be on the lookout for the coolest Pokemon you can find.
Alright, in that case, roll two more D100s.
We're never gonna get to this fucking gym battle. All right, 84 and 53.
84 and 53. So, for the 53, go on ahead and roll a d20 again.
A 13.
13. And for the 84, roll a d8.
3.
All right. So, you see, there's this little black dog that comes out. It kind of looks like a little hyena.
Red.
Yellow red eyes. It just kind of bounds out. And it's kind of not really paying attention. As a small little frog-looking thing with a lily pad on its back comes out.
Yo, base.
The frog-looking thing, I will add, is not a Lotad.
What? Wait, what the fuck is it?
Do you scan it?
Yeah.
It comes up, abnormal type, Bulbasaur, water and grass.
Fuck, dude, that's so cool.
The other Pokemon is a Poochyena.
Yeah. All right, kid. See those two Pokemon. Which one do you want? Do you want to try to catch?
I want them both.
All right. Well, you can pick one because I want to catch one of them. I don't have either of these Pokemon.
He just throws a Pokeball.
Well, that's not what I said to do. I was going to help you.
He just throws a Pokeball and not really paying attention to where it's going. Yep. He rolled a 2.
Oh my god.
On a D100? As the Pokeball that he very frantically, picks up and throws, not really deciding which way, it hits the Bulbasaur. And it shakes once, twice, a third time, and it clicks.
Awesome job, kid.
I didn't really know which one, to get, so I got that one.
Well, you got the much rarer of the two.
I did?
Yeah, I bet it's gonna be a 1 in a million chance you meet another person with a Bulbasaur like yours.
This is awesome. This is a Bulbasaur?
Yeah, it's a very special Bulbasaur. You better take good care of him.
He lets the Bulbasaur out and immediately just tackles it to the ground in a hug.
Oh, that's so cute. I'm jealous, but that's so cute.
And during this, the Poochyena is looking a little, bored. It's starting to fall asleep.
Yeah. Oh, it was going to fall asleep. I thought it was going to try to run. I was about to Will-O-Wisp it myself.
Nah, it's just falling asleep. Alright. He wasn't paying attention. He's just...
Toss a Pokeball at it.
Alright. Roll a D100. It's like a level 5 Poochyena, so...
19.
Yeah, the ball shakes once and it clicks. You have a level 5 Poochyena. Congratulations.
Radical, dude.
And after that, the little kid just kind of decides to follow you for a little bit.
All right, you're not like going too far from like home or anything, right?
I'm actually heading back home.
Oh, okay, cool. You live in Cherry Grove?
I live in New Barktown.
Oh, even further than where I'm going.
Yeah, I was sent down to go get some like stuff.
You had to go pick up a package?
Yeah. The like weird professor there was like, "Hey, kid, here's Pokemon. Go get a package for me and bring it back." Okay, thanks. And I said, "Okay." And he gave me this little cat, this Purloin.
Nice. Yeah. Sorry, this Poochyena I have seems to be making a racket from inside its Pokeball.
Yeah. He says, I was just on my way back, and like I found a couple extra Pokeballs just on the ground. They work just fine. I don't really know what's going on, but I found them.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people just leave Pokeballs sitting on the ground.
Yeah. It's weird, but, I mean, if they work, I'm gonna use them, you know?
Absolutely.
But, you don't mind if I go with you, do you?
Not at all.
Cool. Maybe you can help me get a little bit stronger.
Yeah, sure.
Awesome.
I'm happy to help.
And we'll fast forward to the next day. You see, he's like training throughout the night. And after a while, his Bulbasaur evolves into an Ivysaur. Just grinding on a bunch of Pidgey and Rattata. His Purloin, however, doesn't evolve, but it does get a bit stronger.
Nice.
And it is another day, so you are able to roll for another 3 encounters if you wish.
I'll just roll for a single one for fun. Right. I don't want to hold this up too much longer. Yeah. I want to get to this gym battle. 74.
74. Roll another d20.
5.
5. You see there's a little red thing kind of floating in the air.
Oh my god.
With like these little leaves. Whirling around? It's a hobbit.
You said little red thing floating, and I was like, is it this fucking Kecleon again?
No, it's a hobbit. It's just floating lazily along, smiling.
A hobbit's a cool Pokemon. But I will pass. I have a couple grass types already.
Alright. And you continue on throughout the next day. And the third day, the little boy just says, "Hey, could we ride on your Arcanine on the way?
You want to ride my Arcanine? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like
yeah, totally.
Awesome." And he I think you have to help him on.
Yeah, okay.
This is like a little, like, 10, 11-year-old kid that I'm making.
Yeah, sound like he's a little like timmy.
you help him on, and then you climb on. And, you know what? I never said his name. It is Timmy, so screw it. He just like cheers really excitedly and grabs onto the back of your jacket.
Definitely like whispering to Indigo to like go as fast as he can for this kid.
And
like use extreme speed type of shit.
And he does. Everything around you becomes a blur, including a very noticeable brown blur. Just on the side of the road. And you make it to Cherry Grove. Within like 10 minutes.
Alright, kid, how was that?
He just like stares in shock. His hair, he was wearing a hat. It's long gone now.
But wait, your hat!
His hair is like blown back in like anime character style. He looks almost like gone from Hunter x Hunter. And he just says, "That was so cool.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm sorry about your hat."
"Oh, it's okay. It's nothing special. It's not like it was my dad's hat or anything."
"Okay, cool."
And I think you have to help him off.
Yeah.
And as soon as he's on his feet, he just kind of like sits down for a second and says, "I don't know why, but I gotta catch my breath. So I'm just gonna sit here for a bit." And yeah.
"All right.
Don't worry. I'll make my way home the rest of the way. It's okay."
"Cool. You keep training your Pokemon. Maybe one day we'll be able to battle, and I'll like be able to use my actual Pokemon."
His eyes light up again. He says,
"He just inspired a child."
Yeah, he's just like, "Yeah," and he continues sitting. But you hear someone coming from behind you.
I turn around.
Now, Eli, you've been waiting long enough. Go on ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi. The nice thing you did for that kid there. Your little brother or something?
No, he's just some kid I met while traveling.
Yeah. It's a trusting trainer to let someone they just met ride on their Arcanine. You must have really saw potential in that kid.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if that was my first instinct, but it also just seemed like a nice thing to do, you know?
Oh, I agree. 100%. Always, power the little tykes, you know?
Yeah, so... Who are you?
I'm Cole. Yeah. Do you want me to
Catchery?
Yeah, do you want me to describe what he looks like or anything?
Yeah, go for it.
So he's like looks like a middle-aged man, kind of like a way I'm thinking of it is like a younger version of Price, except with like being red hair.
Cool.
And like taller than Price. Yeah.
So you see this person, you remember seeing him very briefly in Violet City. He wound up arriving along with a few of the other gym leaders, and you remember there were a lot of fires around him.
Interesting. You know, you look a little familiar. Is there any reason I would know you?
Oh, were you one of those kids back in Violet City doing the stuff with the...
Yeah, like tower? Saving the day? Yeah.
Yeah, I went there with off of my dials to help out, you know.
Radical.
Glint kind of called me in, so I just followed the call.
That's pretty reasonable. I mean, what else are you supposed to do with him, right?
Yeah, you know. Too bad what happened to him, though.
That was fucked up.
We're in some very questionable times with the league now that our champion is kind of in some dire straits right now. He moved up the league tournament.
Not to be like big headed or anything, but you guys will have a new champion before long, so nothing to stress about.
If you say so. So you come here for looking for a gym battle by any chance?
I did.
Perfect. Let me show you to the gym. It's a little out of the way from the city.
Thanks.
Yeah, I lead Katri over to the beach next to Cherry Grove, and Katri sees nice little volcano in the middle of the little lake there.
And, Katri, you notice that there are two boats at this pier. And, Cole, you see a weird brown truck pulling into town, and you can see that there's just this ridiculously oversized fur alligator just like lounging in the back of it. That's off in the distance though. You also see that little kid that came in with Katri is long gone now.
Okay. That looks like something I should probably check out. So, I'm gonna have you just register over at that, kiosk over there, and then make your way to the volcano, and...
You head towards the truck where you have your encounter with Wannabe and Paxson and Polly. While Katri, you go talk to the guy at the kiosk that looks like it's a boat rental kiosk, basically, but it's also where you register for the gym. His name tag reads Buddy. Or was it Guy?
I ain't your buddy, Guy.
I think this one is Guy. So his name tag reads Guy. And he, as you like sign in on it, he says, "Alright, well, gym's over there. Challenge begins now." And he points at this very large mountain that you can see a little bit of smoke rising from the top of. Good luck.
Oh, okay.
Your challenge is getting there.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
All right, so there are two boats. You are able to take one. One of them is they're both motor boats, so.
I want to take whichever one I think looks nicer.
You do, and it gets you to the volcano fairly quickly. You can see that there's a few splashes of, like, rocks hitting the water the closer you get. And you don't really have to roll to dodge anything because they don't seem to be hitting anywhere near where you are just yet. But you make it to the shore and you can see that there's a path if you want to take the easy way, or a decent climb if you want to take the hard way, or the hard but fast way.
I'm going to send out Dodo and Mr. Man, because it's very clearly a volcano. All right. And we're going to be taking the hard but fast way, and if there's anything, like, risky in terms of, like, lava or heat or anything, I want them on deck to, like, blast, like, water and ice and shit at that.
All right.
Help keep me safe.
So, roll acrobatics.
Oh, you know I love when I get to roll acrobatics.
Oh, I know.
A 24.
Okay. Roll it again.
All right. Unfortunately, only a 14 this time.
Okay, and roll it one more time.
And a 16 this time.
Okay. So, for full disclosure, the DCs for those were 5, 10, and 15.
Rad.
So, you made it. You
climbed even my up low rolls.
Yeah, you climbed up, you found some good footholds, and as you kept going up, you did notice the thing that was throwing the rocks is just a graveler that's literally just chucking rocks. and it's not paying attention to you or anything. So you just keep going up, and you catch yourself thinking as you reach the top that this was supposed to be the hard way.
Yeah. Like, damn.
And you realize that you are at the rim of a volcano when you get to the top, and there's another kiosk here with another guy whose name tag reads Buddy, and he says, alright, you're here?
Cool. Yeah.
You made it. You didn't die. Good job.
Have people died doing this?
No.
I don't like how slowly you said that.
If they died, it was probably because of the Graveler, which is technically not part of the gym challenge. It's just a Pokemon that kind of settled down here and decided to tear apart the structure that we have made. We've been trying to get rid of it for a while.
It's one Graveler! This is a gym! You're telling me you guys can't get rid of one Graveler?
It keeps throwing rocks at us.
Okay.
We as the gym attendants only have one Pokemon.
And the gym leader hasn't helped?
He's got other things to do.
More important than making sure people don't die trying to challenge his gym?
I have never said that somebody has died. I said no, first of all.
You said no slowly, and then said if anybody has died, it's because of the Graveler. Exactly. And the fact that you
hypothetical
said
hypothetical situation.
but you probably would have said if anybody ended up dying, it would probably be because of the Graveler. Now the way you said it sounds pretty damn likely that someone has died.
Hey, it's my first week here, lady.
It's your first week and someone died?
No. Gym leader's waiting for you. Go down the path.
You're deflecting right now. I'll remember this. See you later, buddy.
Literally all I'm here to do is tell you when to go down to see the gym leader.
See you later, buddy. Keep deflecting.
Okay, bye. You see he pointed you down this path that leads, like, along the inside of the rim of the volcano, and there appears to be a... there's a little rope barrier between the edge of the rim and, you know, the lava.
But, okay.
The path ends at the opening of a small cavern. And as you step in, how does this battlefield look, Cole?
So it's like... they're inside a volcano, so there's like patches where magma has like seeped up through the rocky battlefield. So there's some spots of like just regular rock battlefield, and then patches of magma in the battlefield.
Okay, cool.
And then I have Cole do some interesting, funny little thing here, because Catchery made it so fast.
Yeah, and somehow you still managed to get there before her.
Yeah, that was
good. You have like some secret elevator or some shit?
No. I'm thinking, you like as you're walking down onto the battlefield, you see Cole just sort of rise up through like a ghostly shadow thing, like on the other side of the battlefield. Portal, yeah. Ghostly portal style okay. Thing.
Why couldn't I get up here with that?
You have to take the gym challenge route. Come on now.
It wasn't even a challenge. The closest thing there is to a challenge is that Graveler that's killed people.
Hey, that Graveler has never killed anyone.
That's what the other guy said? I don't believe you.
As far as I know, that Graveler has never killed anyone, and I've never found any bodies on my volcano, so...
All I'm saying is you should deal with that Graveler before more people die.
That Graveler makes it fun. It throws rocks...
It's a safety hazard!
It throws rocks at people who try to fly into the volcano.
And so what do you think happens when it hits the people flying, and then they fall to the ground?
Oh, they fall light, into the lake.
Whoever stories up. They fall into the lake? The lake of what? Lava?
Oh, the lake around the volcano. You know, the volcano is, like, sure. In the lake?
The
Graveler never hits.
But if they're trying to fly up the volcano, then they would be over the volcano part. You're not convincing me.
I don't know. The Graveler doesn't throw rocks at people that are that close. Only throws rocks at people who are like flying over the lake. That's why it wasn't throwing rocks at your boat. It could have been throwing them at your boat.
I would have avoided them.
In fact, you did.
Yeah.
Is there anything else in this this gym that you wanted to mention, by the way?
Oh yeah, I'll say that I'm glad that you went ahead of your group, because I was thinking I would have to try to find a way to get you to battle me first on your group, and then you just sort of did it anyways.
Catchery, as far as you
want to battle me first,
the other group, as far as you know, had already come through here and were waiting for you to finish. You hadn't seen them.
But yeah, also, I'm the first one here.
Yeah, you're the truck that was driving up was actually the rest of your group. You were
truck?
Coming in here. But
why did they have a truck?
Apparently. I don't know when they got it, but
wait, so hold on, why'd you want to battle me first? What makes me so special?
Well, no, we gym leaders have a group chat, and I've noticed that you've almost always battled last out of your group in the gyms, and,
yeah, because I wake up late a lot. I sleep in.
Yeah, well, the, part of the job of a gym leader is to test a challenger's adaptability and new situations, so... I wanted to battle you first, because it hadn't
battle
happened
battle.
Yet.
Alright. Catchery, like, takes off her backpack.
And,
takes out her Pokeball, starts to get herself ready.
Well, I also know one other thing, and, he just sort of snaps his fingers, and, one of the gym attendants walks out with a platter of a mixture of chocolate chip cookies and lava cookies.
This is the best gym I've ever been to. I'm actually, I take back what I said about the people who died here. I'll keep it a secret.
Thank you. Nobody has died here, but you can have your customary cookie before the battle.
Fuck yeah! Oh my god, this is the best.
And
I will note that this attendant's name tag reads Pal.
And just so you know, those cookies were made fresh today.
Oh,
from the heat of the volcano.
Everything you say gets me more excited. She like grabs like a cookie to like start eating, and while she's like eating this cookie, she's like grabbing like a couple more and putting them in her bag.
All right. And once the
greatest
fire is cleared, Pal just kind of tucks it between his arm and side and turns around and walks away. Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, Pal.
And nobody has died here. Not a single person.
So you keep telling me.
And just walks back up the path that you came down.
Oh, I thought he was gonna... Hey, do we not have people... Officiating these gym battles? I thought he was going to be the one, like, judge.
In this particular arena, there is not an officiant.
There's no space.
Because of safety hazards. They can't stand in the middle of the battlefield or anywhere near it.
Okay, that works.
What if he's, like, watching on, like, a camera feed and, like, he just, like, has, like, a microphone with, like, some speakers around?
There is, like, a small window. in the side, and you can see that there is a face pressed up against it. There is somebody watching to make sure cheating doesn't happen.
Good. So I guess I'm explaining the rules then for the gym.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
I don't have any Pokemon and shit.
Yeah, so this is, we do it a little differently here. So we've got two different battles that will go on. The first one is for the badge, and the second one is for some extra special stuff, if you want to do that. But,
okay.
The first battle is going to be a triple battle. 3-on-3.
Oh.
First person to get all three Pokemon fainted wins. And then the second battle, if you don't win the first one, can also be for the badge. So, yeah. Use your first three Pokemon.
Interesting. That is... So, very interesting.
And I already know which ones Cole is going to be using. So, Katri, when you're ready, just type out what Pokemon you're going to be sending out.
Yeah, I'm looking at a Pokemon thinking. This is not what I was expecting coming into this.
That's what I was going for.
Very interesting. I like it.
Oh yeah, and if you somehow manage to sweep my entire team in both battles, then there's a extra special third battle that you get open to you. It is very difficult.
I didn't know about that.
Damn!
Yeah, that was my secret thing that I was keeping from even Scott.
Fine.
Okay. And then I need to open up my Google Doc for my notes. Alright, these are the three I'm...
Katri, you send out Mr. Man, Indigo, and George, Gengar, Arcanine, and Zangoose.
Yeah.
And Cole, you send out... Well, why don't you say?
Yeah, so I send out 3 Pokemon that look very similar to each other, but different. So I send out just a regular Typhlosion, and then send out a slightly darker colored Typhlosion with some like will-o-wisps coming out of its neck. And then the third one is I don't remember exactly how we described
brown in color, and you can see that there's these little creases down its back. 3 creases. Okay. There's these 3 like little creases lining down its back that are jagged, and you can see little sparks of electricity coming out of it.
Interesting. Okay. I added my initiatives to my message as well, just so it's easy to check.
Boy. Those are faster than I thought they would be.
Yeah. Got some speedy ones. And with that...
Yeah. My highest speed is 15, so...
Mr. Man gets to go first. Beautiful. However, Cole, I believe you wanted to do something real quick first, correct?
Yeah. So, I'm gonna pull out a keystone and the regular Typhlosion sort of lets its flames on its neck go down, and you see a megastone like in the back of its neck. And it is going to Mega Evolve.
And as it Mega Evolves, the flames die down a little bit around it. And its arms and legs get thicker. Its muscles are much more well-defined. But other than that, it looks like a Typhlosion. Just bigger.
Buffer.
And that actually changes that Typhlosion's initiative.
Oh yes, that's right. Very true.
But Mr. Man's still going
now first. That Typhlosion. Yeah.
Can I like know what the initiative order is?
The speeds are 18. What's the other one?
18, 14, and 13.
Okay.
Yeah, so since this is a triple battle, it does matter where they are on the field, right?
Kind of.
Well, we would need, like, a map for that, and we haven't, like, done anything with
that. Yeah, we're still doing Theater of the Mind.
Well, I just meant that, like, the Pokemon on the sides can't attack the other side, like a normal triple battle. As to who they're facing is important.
Are we not going to do that? Similar to that, but they are able to like. It's going to be a combination of like a triple battle and a rotate battle, kind of, where they can like switch around.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
This is the order of initiative. I listed each of Cole's Pokemon as first Cole, second Cole, and third Cole, specifically because I know the other players are going to be able to read this.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mr. Man gets to go first.
Okay.
And I believe currently it's on the very far left, it's the Mega. The center is the Hisuian, and the far right is the retyped, correct?
Yeah, I think I would just switch the Mega Typhlosion and the retyped, so that the retyped is across from Mr. Okay. Man right now.
Alright, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and all of the non-fire types in the battle are now burned because of the battlefield.
Right. The non-fire types start out as burned in this because of the they basically immediately get burned by the lava.
Okay, but Mr. Man is literally made out of water.
Can he be burned? Does he have an ability that makes him not able to be burned?
No.
Mr. Man is all boiling. Right.
Okay,
Oh, how does Mr. Man look, by the way? As this is the first time we've seen Mr. Man as a Gengar. Do you have any ideas?
No.
So, I'm thinking it looks...
You feel free to pop off this.
I'm thinking it looks exactly like a Gengar, but made of water.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's a blue, like, liquid Gengar instead of a gaseous one.
Oh, that sounds so weird.
And, it currently looks like a lava lamp. yeah, what's Mr. Man gonna do?
Mr. Man will start out with a shadow ball on the Hisuian. Can I reach the Hisuian? I don't know where
the Hisuian is in the middle, so.
Okay, cool. So that is going to be a 17, a 19 accuracy roll, actually. So hits evasion 17.
And that will result in a lowered special defense.
Okay.
Yeah, after the damage, obviously.
Okay.
And then it's 52 special ghost damage.
Okay.
So, for the burn damage, is it after I use an attack, or is it at the end of the entire turn order that we're doing the tick of it? After I use my attack? Okay, cool.
It's after you use an attack. That Pokemon takes the burn damage.
Well. Oh, I didn't mention this, but I moved my leftovers to Mr. Man when I was, like, picking my three Pokemon, just because I wasn't using Meganium here. So that just kind of, like, they cancel each other out.
Alright. So, yeah. Mr. Man just has the lower defense now.
I gotta change that to -1 for the special defense, right? Combat stage?
Yes. Correct. -1 combat stage.
Correct. So, yeah, that looks accurate now. Let me check. Alright. And then it goes to George.
George.
Alright, George is going to use Pursuit on my own Arcanine.
Oh no, you're doing this?
In order to proc Justified.
Oh boy.
Let me calc this damage.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, that's gonna be
so
49.
How does this happen? George turns towards Indigo, and what, they do like a little nod? Or does George just kind of like sucker punch him?
I go... No, I'm gonna go like, Indigo, remember what we talked about and don't get mad. And then I just kind of give George a thumbs up, and George immediately knows what's up and goes and like... It's not like, it's not quite a sucker punch because it's like Pursuit specifically, but it's like very like, just kind of like punches Indigo, who looks a little pissed off now.
Indigo's knees. I feel like that would work for Pursuit.
Yeah.
Just like, you ain't running. I'm going to kick you in the back of the leg.
Yeah, I agree. So Indigo is now at a +1 combat stage.
Oh, and you...
Yes. And then George takes a tick of burn damage.
Are you proccing intimidate, by the way?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait.
Because right. It's not a free action, it's a swift action.
Oh, true.
By the way.
So it goes to the first cold.
Which I can cold. I can proc whenever I want to.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's right. I forgot that Mega Typhlosion's ability is going to be drought, something that sets up harsh sunlight. Yeah. So there is now harsh sunlight.
Okay.
And
increased fire damage.
Yeah.
So how does that work?
I'm just gonna say it adds like a +5 flat.
Okay, and then I assume like -5 to water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
So nothing with damage bases then?
And it takes me a while to look up the actual like damage bases, so I'll just do flat.
Okay. That works.
Alright. So yeah, it does go to your Mega Typhlosion.
Yep. And my Mega Typhlosion is going to go for a power-up punch on George.
Alright.
George is going to proc as my daily free action dodge and avoid the power-up punch.
Yay.
Okay, so ooh. It misses just the one.
Yeah, that's my only dodge, but I'm going to proc.
I had you burned it there because I rolled a 3.
All right, and now it goes to Indigo.
You're right, Indigo. Where are you, Indigo? I have so many Pokemon. It's always so hard to find them.
I believe Indigo is...
Is in the middle.
Indigo is in the middle, George is far right, and Mr. Man is far left.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, okay. So Indigo's in the center. Able to do whatever.
Yeah. Okay, I am going to be crunching the Hisuian Typhlosion.
All right.
Hits evasion 10.
Wow.
And that is 60 physical dark damage.
Okay.
Yikes. Oh. 60 physical dark damage. Oh, yikes. Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Still living, though.
That's...
Still living.
Yikes. Okay, then. Well... Nice, yeah.
Yeah, so... as Indigo rushes forward, chomps down on this very chill-looking, like... purple flame Typhlosion that generally looks very sleepy or high, it chomps down like on its shoulder, causing a
for the record, my Typhlosion does not look high.
Okay, maybe it just looks sleepy then.
Sure.
But Indigo chomps down on its shoulder, causing a howl of pain, and you can see that this this particular Typhlosion is on its last legs.
And now it is that Typhlosion's turn, and it is going to use Drain Punch on George.
Alright, going ahead and roll to hit.
That's a 19.
Roll hit.
So let's see.
Damage base of 8.
2d8 plus 10. It's 2 and 6. So 18 plus my attack will be 38 damage. Oh, wait. Nope. Because I've got the other thing. So it'll be 10 damage. Coming at you. Physical fighting.
How much?
39.
39?
40.
49.
40.
Christ. And I had 61 damage.
61 total, so...
George is looking fucked up.
So this Typhlosion regains 30.
Oh. Right, yep. Here we go.
And it goes to...
the other Typhlosion.
The retype Typhlosion, which is directly across from
Mr. Man. And he is going to use Rock Slide. So this is Rock Slide going to hit all three, or is it just going to hit Indigo and Mr. Man?
If it's on the side, I think Rock Slide only hits the two on the side.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll go for Mr. Man and Indigo.
Yep. That is a 19.
Alright.
That will also flinch both of them, then.
Okay. And the damage base is also 8 for that.
2d8. 2 sevens. So that'll be 24.
24 plus your attack.
So that'll be 54 damage. I believe. No. Yeah. Right? Yes. 54 physical rock damage.
And then don't forget to take that tick of damage, which is 11.
Yes.
From this Typhlosion. And then it goes to Mr. Man, who is flinched, and then George, who is also flinched.
Perfect.
Or, Mr. Man, who is flinched, and George, who is not.
Right, yes.
Mr. Man still takes a tick of hit points.
Yeah. But I have leftovers, so.
Yeah. Balances out, and then it goes to George. What's George gonna do?
Going to... Brush Claw hits evasion 16 on the... I can hit the Mega Typhlosion with George, yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's, 69, nice. Physical normal damage.
And, is it 17 or 15 plus for the defense drop?
It's... on even numbered rolls, and I have an accuracy roll of 19.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm just rolling high.
That's still a good amount of damage, though.
Okay. Now it is that Typhlosion's turn. Oh, wait. That doesn't matter.
It does go to the Mega Typhlosion now.
Okay, we're gonna go. I guess we're gonna find out if this Arcanine has flash fire or not. We're gonna go for Lava Plume.
Which is the first one.
Yeah.
So it'll hit the
Arcanine, George, and the Hisuian Typhlosion.
Yeah. Who does have flash fire?
Who does have flash fire? Jeez, I cannot get off this side of the die. That's a 3. It'll hit evasions 1.
George and Indigo are both able to dodge.
Means that. Everyone dodges it.
So, the Mega Typhlosion stomps on the ground, causing part of the floor to erupt, and everyone kind of sees it coming and just steps out of the way, except for the Hisuian Typhlosion, who just lets it shower over
it. Okay, cool.
And then it goes to Indigo, who is flinched. So,
this flinch has fucked me so hard.
Now it goes to the
Hisuian Typhlosion. And the Hisuian Typhlosion is going to use Heat Wave, is Close Blast 3, and Smite. It'll hit everyone, even if it misses.
Yeah. Close Blast 3, so Heat Wave, I think you can target that, kind of?
Well, or, it's in the middle, no. So...
Well, it'll hit everyone. It's in the middle, so it can hit everyone.
That's a 12. It'll hit evasion of 9.
It hits. No, your hit evasion can't be higher than 6. Okay, naturally.
There we go.
Yeah. It does not burn, although that doesn't.
Yes. damage base.
And the damage base. 10.
How much damage?
It's 10.
So 3d8 plus 10. 1, 1, 8. Oh. There we go. It balances out eventually. So 10 plus 10.
10 plus 10. Plus special attack.
A special attack. That'll be 52 total. Fire special.
52 special fire damage going towards.
All three. I believe it's the other side, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the other side. All right. Well, George is down.
All right. George faints, which leaves Indigo and Mr. Man. I think this is the first time you've actually had a Pokemon faint.
Well,
I'm sure I've had a Pokemon faint in a gym battle before. This can't be the first time.
Okay. Does Indigo have Flash Fire, by the way?
No. Indigo took damage.
Cool. And then it goes to the retyped Typhlosion, who is now going to go for Thunderbolts on Mr. Man. Out of 6. The accuracy.
6? Yeah, that hits.
It'll be,
It's
evasion 4?
It's evasion 4.
Then that misses.
Dang.
I think it just, like, barely hits.
Like, barely, right, yeah. It's by 1.
Yeah, it barely hits right in front of Mr. Man, who is just kind of, like, stepping back because of the heat wave.
Dang. That's right.
And now it goes to Mr. Man. Yeah.
So which Typhlosion can Mr. Man hit?
The Hisuian or the retyped? Tick of damage for the retyped one, by the way.
All right, I'm going to Hypnosis, and that is an 11, so hits evasion 5.
Okay, that'll hit. So this is now asleep. Let me put that on. So at the end of the retype Typhlosion's turn, you'll be able to roll to get out of sleep. And you'll still be taking damage regardless. Unless somebody attacks it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Whenever a sleeping Pokemon takes damage or loses life from an attack, they wake up.
Oh, dang. Okay, so it does have to take damage then.
But now it goes to...
Mega. Okay. Goes to the Mega. I guess we're going to I spring a power-up punch on Indigo, because that's who I can attack.
Okay.
And that's a 2. That misses. Mega Typhlosion has not landed a hit.
Yeah.
This is like comeuppance exclusively for fucking that flinch.
It was.
That flinch gave you so much momentum, and these misses are the only reason why I haven't
lost it. Suppose.
And then it goes to Indigo.
Okay, so because I was flinched last turn, can I can use an every other turn attack again?
Yes.
Because the turn is passed. Okay, cool. What do I want to do? I'm in such a shitty position right now. I need to be, like, so particular to stay in this. Okay, I'm going to crunch the Hisuian Typhlosion.
Alright.
Hits evasion 13, so that's gonna hit. 59 physical dark damage.
Okay, I think probably might take it down.
Yeah, that...
Please, if it
that
doesn't...
That takes it out.
Yeah.
Alright, so I am going to, as a free action, proc Conqueror, which gives me +1 combat stage to attack, special attack, and speed.
Ooh.
Okay, so Indigo goes from 16 to 17 for speed.
No, it goes to 19. Oh, one combat 19. Stage gives, doesn't just give, oh. does just give plus one.
Okay. So that'll mean that
it is now the fastest, or next fastest thing.
Yeah, so it'll be Mr. Man, then Indigo. Well, now it's basically a double battle. So now it goes to the abnormal type Typhlosion.
Darn it. I needed a Hisuian Typhlosion to survive that turn. Darn it. Now I have to roll to wake up.
Yes.
But the roll to wake up is at the end of your turn, so even if you do wake up, I don't think you get to it. You don't get to do anything.
Rolled a 15.
Yeah.
One.
15, and you still take a ticket of damage.
That'll be that. Yikes. Oh boy.
Alright, and it goes to Mr. Man.
Okay.
Hey.
So now that we're kind of in like double battle territory, can we like can hit everything? Or are we still doing like this?
Yeah, I'm just picturing that the Mega Typhlosion shifted over into the Hisuian Typhlosion spot.
Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just like Hisuian Typhlosion falls, you return it and then the Mega just like cartoonishly sidesteps. A long buff leg moving, and then the rest of it appears.
I am going to. So are we altering damage bases for this, or are we just doing a flat rate for water type moves?
Because
if so, I need to know what to like adjust and like what I need to roll here.
The damage base is the same. We're just adding 5 to the damage.
No, I know, but for a water type move, we're just taking away 5.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
cool.
Right. Heatwave, I forgot to add the 5 extra damage for the sun.
I don't know if that would have fully affected anything unless either of Katri's remaining Pokemon had literally 5 HP left.
My Arcanine's at 4 HP.
Like currently?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well.
Alright.
And so that my Hisuian Typhlosion should be alive then? Or was it hit after Heatwave?
You know it was hit after, but like...
Oh.
Okay. So then... I mean, that's a wipe then.
Oh my...
And my Gengar has like 11 HP, so.
Dang. Well then.
As if you don't miss, that's it. But even then, like, I'm not soloing three Pokemon.
I don't know. Well, one of them is asleep right now.
And if it stays asleep, it's just going to keep losing health from burn.
Well, so now, if we're giving the Hisuian Typhlosion a turn, it's going to go for X on Mr. Man.
Okay.
And we got a 10. Oh, that'll hit. Which base?
Yeah, that'll definitely hit, which it'll knock out Mr. Man. Regardless.
Yeah, there's no way. Alright.
Alright, so those three faint, and Katri, you, this is the first time you've lost a gym battle, technically.
Mm-hmm.
But you do recall Cole saying that there is the second type of battle that you can do. If
no.
you wish.
I'll be back to win the actual battle.
Okay, so alright. You can
good game.
You can still do the second battle now anyways. And you can get.
But I don't want to do the second battle for the badge. I want to do the second battle for the bonus reward. No, Katri will come back stronger.
Okay.
She lost. She's not doing another battle after that.
Well, then I look forward to battling you again.
All right.
Uh huh.
And Katri, you step out. And you see the others waiting at the rim, but I think I don't know if you say anything to them.
Nah, I just walk past.
Alright, you walk past and you're ready to heal them up and strategize for the next time?
Yep.
Okay. Because I feel like Katri's not like super upset, you just...
No, she's just like, I'll get it next time.
Yeah. Just like, okay, I need to find, now that I know what I'm up against, I can plan this better, basically.
Yeah.
Alright, and for now, that's where we're going to call it. So, for the listeners, I want to say thanks for tuning in. Appreciate y'all. This was a very fun episode to record. A very 2-hour, 15-minute long episode to record, but still very fun. And I hope you all enjoyed it. And big thanks to Eli, our guest gym leader, and big thanks to Steph, our, you know, regular player, along with our other regular players, Argo, Mars, and Tyrus, who are not here, because I kind of want to make it so that nobody's listening in on these gym leader fights, just to keep it interesting, you know?
Yeah.
Although, I'll admit, it was a little confusing at the beginning.
Yeah. Sorry about that, but...
It is what it is. I like every gym so far has kind of had their own little, like... gimmick, and there was a point in time where I wanted to do like custom fields that would have different effects, kind of like how like Pokemon Rejuvenation and Reborn and all that do. I kind of wanted to try and implement something like that a while ago, and when you came to me with like, it's gonna be in a volcano, why don't we just have like the arena be like anything that's not a fire type is immediately burned, and I thought that was kind of cool. But yeah, that said, I'm gonna go on ahead and end it, and stay reckless, everyone.
Ooh.
So true, bestie.
Be reckless.